Welcome and thanks for joining us for our first ever online Bible study here at West Hickory Baptist Church. Today you're going to be joined by Pastor Rob and Pastor Terry, and we're just going to give a bi-weekly devotional through the Bible. Today we're going to be in the book of Genesis, and Pastor Terry, I'm going to hand that over to you, but first, before I do that, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we come before you right now just to thank you for this opportunity. Father, this is a little different for both of us and also maybe for our listeners, but we pray that this will be a fruitful time, Father God, and we just ask for your grace as we go through this devotional today, Father God, that you'll just open our hearts, open our minds to hear your word today, Lord. Be with Terry as he just shares from the heart what you've laid on his heart today, Father. And we just pray for those who are listening, that you'll give them an open ear and open hearts as well, Father, and that they will be receptive to your word today, Father God, and that if there is one out there who's listening that doesn't know you, Father, our prayer is that they will come to know you as their personal Savior. There is no greater gift than knowing the gift that you have given us of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we are so thankful for that, Lord. And so we ask all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Well, good evening. Just thank you for coming and visiting and listening to our online Bible study. We are starting this online Bible study to reach out to those that are seeking God, to those that are lost, and to those that are hurting, and also to our members and our homebound members of West Hickory Baptist Church. And I just want to take a moment and welcome you from all the members, just to give you a welcome from West Hickory Baptist Church. We would love for you to come and join us and be a part of our fellowship. But we want to encourage everyone to take time and spend in time in God's Word. We will post this Bible study bi-weekly, as Pastor Kaler has spoken earlier. Let's get started with the Bible study for today. Today, we will be in the introduction material of the book of Genesis. Genesis means beginning. Genesis, the book of beginning, the beginning of time, the beginning of the world, the beginning of life, the beginning of sin, the beginning of Hebrew nation Israel, the beginning of God's plan of salvation for all humanity, the beginning of all things. In Genesis, we will see people living in a perfect world rebel against God. Because of this rebellion, sin entered into the world. Through the lens of God's word, we will be able to observe individuals struggling with sin, struggling with lust, hatred, dishonesty, jealousy, drunkenness, violence, irresponsibility, unhealthy relationships in marriage, family, friends, and there are many other dysfunctional things about our sin that has brought in due to the fall of sin. There are many things that we can say about this, but during this survey, we're just bringing out some of these things. The author of Genesis is Moses. There are five major themes in the book of Genesis that take place. I want to take a moment and just give you these. First is the creation. The second, the record of how God created the heavens and the earth. That's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the second event is the fall, the beginning of sin. That is in chapter 3 and 5. And in Genesis chapter 6 through 9, we have the third, the flood, which is the third event, the consequence of sin. Fourth is the Tower of Babel, the scattering of the nation, chapter 10 through 11. And fifth is God's call to his people, 12 through 50. There are four main people in the book of Genesis: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. These four are known as the patriarchs, the father of the Hebrew nation. The book of Genesis covers more time than any other book in the Bible. The book of beginnings, the book of new beginnings, when man hits his bottom and can sink no lower, God comes alongside and gives him a new beginning. Has there ever been a time in our lives that sin has just run in our life and we've been dealing with things and the pressure of life and we've hit our bottom that we could not move on to the left or to the right? But God has come alongside of us and carried us to give us a new beginning. The book of Genesis is a new beginning. The book of Genesis begins with the beginning of God creating the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1, and it ends with the death of Joseph. Joseph died being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt, Genesis 50:26. As we close today, I want to take a moment to encourage you to read the first five chapters over Genesis over the next 2 weeks. I would like to welcome anyone who wants to visit West Hickory Baptist Church, and our services times are starting at Sunday school at 9:30 and Sunday morning service at 10:30 and Sunday night service at 6 p.m. and also Wednesday evening service at 6:30 and a 1 p.m. Bible study midday with Pastor Frady in the fellowship hall. God, we just want to take a moment, and I just want to close in prayer and turn it back over to Pastor Kaler. God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. We ask that you just be with each and every one that's hearing today, Lord, that's listening to God's word and just listening to the introduction of this book. Father, I ask that you just continue to bless and continue to walk with us, Father, and continue to allow us to reach out to others, Lord, and just to be able to be a light in a dark world. Father, we thank you for the new beginnings that you've given us, Father. We thank you for your word today, Lord, and we just close in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Terry. Just real quick, if you would like some more resources, more information about West Hickory Baptist Church, please visit us at www.westhickorybaptist.org. Or feel free to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. And come check us out. We'd love to see you, talk with you, and thank you for your time, and we'll see you the next time.